poop, you know, go to the rack. My heaven.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I think I should read this one.
Okay, you look troubled.
Not troubled.
The brow is furrowed.
Well.
And it's quite a brow.
Everything is strategic, right?
Yeah.
So I want to read this without having it take our show in a certain direction for the next hour and a half.
All roads, Mark.
I know.
All roads.
And that's fine. I'm not scared of that. Like, I mean, that is part of the Warriors' history. It is part of the Mike Dunleavy story. I do find it fascinating, though, that as we sit here today, you know, the Warriors were, what was it, 3 months ago, they were being embarrassed on national TV. Nightly. The fans in Atlanta were screaming, "Thank you, Warriors." Dominique Wilkins was pointing and laughing. And today, Kristaps Porzingis has a 2-year deal with the Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga does not have a team. And that's no victory lap for anyone. I don't want to do that. But are we really? We're really going to continue to go down this road and talk about how the Warriors screwed this up? Like, if you want to say they shouldn't have drafted him, if you want to say they should have traded him sooner.
Yep.
But we are waiting with bated breath for the day that Steve Kerr's Warriors let a player out the door who becomes a star somewhere else. For that to fit the way so many of you talk about them. That's all I'm addressing. I'm not even addressing Chase Center and the Warriors. But the way it gets talked about, you'd think there was a one-way ticket out of town where dudes are just cooking up the stat sheets in the NBA who the Warriors let get away. It's never happened. Not once.
And become a star, sure. Like, yes. Ryan Rollins, he's a good player, but...
I mean, we're talking about somebody who was buried as a late draft pick who then went on somewhere else to become a shoplifter.
Allegedly.
Convicted. Before he then went somewhere else and is interesting in the moment. Like, he didn't even play. He wasn't even slated to play. So that's all. By the way, I said I was going to read this. I should read it.
Right, you didn't read it. You just went on a rant without reading it.
I got going. All right, 415. I can't believe people are still litigating J.K. Handling as if his current status isn't germane to DJ's vindication more than criticism. Hashtag vindication sensation.
Which is a dollar. It's a buck on the Tim Roy ripoff, but it has not been vindicated yet. Nothing has been resolved. He went to Atlanta. He was amazing, and then he didn't play, and then he played, and he was okay.
Amazing is a big word.
He had two or three games.
He had some dunks.
The point is, it has not been completely resolved in any way, and right now, he's a free agent, and I do think when the LeBron thing gets resolved, however it is, teams are going to start to act on some of these next-level free agents,
yeah,
and he's one of them.
He'll play.
I don't think he's going to get what he made last year, and he might get $10 million a year, Quentin Post, but probably not a ton more, and then we'll see him on his new team, his third team, and then we'll see if the Warriors blew it or if they just blew it by drafting him.
Yeah, I mean,
we're gonna find out.
I think it's interesting that you don't think that this has already been sharpied,
It's a failure for the Warriors. Like,
well, it's a failure for the Warriors if you want to go back and look at when they drafted him,
right?
And the style that he plays. And then just sort of the way everything unfolded from there. He's a top 10 pick. So anytime that doesn't work, that's a failure. But that's never, I mean, to me, the discussion is very rarely about that. The discussion is sort of more about, like, who hosed who? And who doesn't see through the trees when talent is overwhelmingly obvious? And Steve hates young people.
Gotcha.
That's the conversation. And if you don't think that the jury is in on that, That's because you're biased.
Well, the jury is in. The jury is in based on your bias. Like, you either think that Kuminga is not very good and the Warriors did what they could and ultimately they shouldn't have taken him, or you think that Kuminga can cook with the ha-ha and Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy and all the rest of them, they messed up by trying to keep him down. So for me, what happens next is, for me, very enlightening as far as what the reality was. Because if Kuminga goes out and has a 10-year career and makes 3 All-Star games, okay, the Warriors probably messed it up. If he goes out there and has a Jordan Poole kind of career,
what kind of avenue does he have to make an All-Star team?
Go to a new team and play and improve. Right, he's only 25.
I understand that, but somebody's got to invest in you and give you that opportunity, and we're now on the second team that has seemingly no interest in doing that.
Right. Still very young, plenty of time for him to...
I mean, he's going
to
be in the league, but I mean, the idea that somebody is going to create runway for him to start and score his 25 a night, feeling a little far-fetched in this moment.
A little, but yeah. I mean, Quentin Post just got a 3-year offer sheet with Memphis for $10 million a year. A little far-fetched. Yep. So many things that are far-fetched can actually come to pass, and he might land in a spot where he gets to go out there and play 30 minutes a night. Well, and
he's allowed to.
Yeah, and just go out there and just play, and he's also allowed to get better. So I think that this whole thing has not been, for me, the book has not been closed on, you know, where would you put the majority of the fault in the matter?
I don't even look at it that way. To me, it's obviously the thing went completely awry, and I thought the Warriors this year did a pretty good job of explaining that that's on everyone. That's on everyone. But that's not even, like, to me, that's not, it's not about fault and it's not about blame. It's kind of reached a time where it's about the conversation that we all had. And it's about this idea of the Warriors are anti-young person and they just don't have any ability to see how great someone is who's sitting on their bench and like that stuff. That stuff. It's a bunch of crap.
Right.
It's a bunch of crap.
And I think that Steve Kerr plays the players that he thinks gives him the best chance to win, regardless of your birth certificate or, you know, where you were taken and the rest of it. And so, you know, maybe they were wrong in how they developed him and handled him. I think that, you know, time will tell and we'll see what kind of a player he goes out and becomes. But it clearly had to end, and it had to end when it ended, and it probably should have ended before that, but you got to that spot where, you know, you're finally at the deadline in year 5. It's like, okay, now we've got to do something here. And you did what you did, and man, Porzingis comes in this year, and he's going to make $10 million a year less than he did last year, and maybe he goes out there and he helps you. I don't know. He's allowed to be
healthy. He was not bad.
When he played,
he wasn't bad.
He played like in, 15 games or something for the Warriors?
Well, I feel like it was a little more than that. I don't remember. But, yeah, it's certainly speculative. And I think that kind of speaks to where we've spent the majority of the day. And this is what I would call kind of a fair fear for Warrior fans right now. I don't know how the LeBron thing is going to play out. And I don't know what there even is to pivot to if LeBron doesn't join the Warriors. You know me, I'm not sitting here, I'm not one of these fans that's banging on a table telling everybody that over the summer you must look like a championship contender because Steph, I don't look at it that way. It's fine if you do. That's not how I see this. So I'm not demanding that from the Warriors, but I don't think there's any way around this unfortunate truth for the Golden State Warriors. If you go through a 37-win season and then you go through a 45-minute feature article by Wright Thompson about the Steve Kerr situation, and then that leads to 3 weeks of meetings, and then there's white smoke and Steve Kerr stays, and then you hold press conferences and you talk about how this all didn't work and needs to be different next year. And that starts with younger players who can play on back-to-backs. And we have had 3 weeks of meetings and we have come up with an agreement on how to do things differently around here. And then you head off to go play golf or whatever you do for your offseason. And then we get back here at the end of July. Let's say another 2 weeks, 3 weeks goes by. And your roster is essentially the exact same roster that we left here with, plus Yaxel. Dude, yikes.
Right.
What the hell? I would ask the Warriors this. How do you want a fan to feel? Because I know they're wonderful at you know, shaping the conversation, and everybody's wonderful at defending themselves. And I get the difficulty of where the Warriors are. Most people do. But what would you say to a fan when that was the process? 37 wins, bunch of meetings. We're going to do it different. We need players who can play back-to-back nights. And then you head to July, and you come back, and you're like, it's the exact same roster.
Trades are hard.
What do you say to a fan?
Trades are hard. And, you know,
like,
I mean, we tried. Like, you know what? We tried like heck to get Kawhi, and Ballmer didn't want to trade him to us. And, you know, we wanted to get Giannis, but that price was too steep. And we thought about Anthony Davis, but darn it, they didn't want broken Jimmy Butler in his contract. And so we tried. And, you know, they could go full far on and say, yeah, I think we were in second place for a lot of these.
Oh, God.
I mean, we're kind of getting into that territory, though, if it goes that way.
Oh, you just made me think of something.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope that never comes out. I hope Rich Paul never pulls out a whiteboard to tell you what place you came in if you didn't get him. Oh, I don't want to know.
I mean, Warriors.
I don't want to be second.
Warriors got second.
What if they got seventh?
That would be even worse, you know? But
I don't. Just please don't ever come out with what place you came in. I don't want to know.
If LeBron ultimately goes somewhere else and, you know, he says something to the effect of, oh, the Warriors were never even on my radar, like the amount of sports hate for LeBron in this town would go up about 100-fold. Already people are sick to their stomach over the idea of him being a Warrior, but I think that a hardcore Warrior fan, if you really are a fan, and that happens, like you did with Chris Paul, it's like, okay, I don't really care for Chris Paul, but he's a Warrior, so you're going to have to swallow hard, and, you know, he's a Warrior.
Yep.
And that's the way that went. But if LeBron doesn't become a Warrior and says, I mean, you saw the whiteboard. They were all the way up in the corner for a reason. I'm not going to the Warriors. That would make Warrior fans so much more angry, I believe.
It doesn't even make any sense.
What doesn't?
Well, it's not like Draymond can't call LeBron. Hey, pal, what are you thinking? Well, why would they do all of this if there was never a chance?
Maybe he's just playing with him. He's toying with him.
Why would he do that? He's got nothing against the Warriors and and Steph and Draymond.
Why would he
do... trying to pull a fast one on him.
Why would he do a wide variety of things that he has done, such as...
Well, he's never been known him to be like that.
Not like that. But now here we are, July 6th, and, you know, free agency's kind of on hold waiting for him, aside from, you know, smaller deals.
Is it? Who's waiting?
Well, the seven teams that are on the whiteboard are probably waiting.
Yeah, but I mean... Free agency on hold to me means there's a bunch of players that are waiting to sign, but everyone's waiting on LeBron, so they won't sign yet, but everybody signed.
For the most part, I'm looking at the list right now, and you know there are people, basketball players, who are free agents, but it's not a bumper crop this year.
Dude, it is scraps. It is scraps.
Ty Washington Jr., he's out there.
That's like going into a movie theater after it's over and being like, well, there's popcorn on the ground.
You realize
so we could eat that.
There are, I think, five former Warriors who are all free agents, and you could, like, Kuminga and Kevon Looney, Lindy Waters III. Like, you want to run it back? You could run it, Chris Berman, back with a lot of these former Warriors. Yeah. GP2's out there.
He is out there, isn't he? I mean, yeah. He's going to be on the team, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Where else are you going to go?
Russell Westbrook, 37 years old. Probably not old enough, but you bring him in. Bring him all in, Mark. Bring them all in. What are we doing?
If Draymond just signs back for 2 years and then they'll plop a minimum or two in there, you know, GP2 and somebody else and DeRozan. Does that feel like a good offseason to you?
I believe I said, ugh. And I'm standing behind my noise.
I know, but you just had surgery, so I thought that could have been, you know, like maybe you just had a little moment.
Yeah, that too. But like DeMar DeRozan, he's you know, he's a guy who can score. He's plays a lot. I don't think that he's going to take you into being a winning team, but yeah, if you just run it back and you sprinkle in some DeRozan on top, like, okay, get ready to lose 135 to 130 every night.
Here's my question. Here's a perception that I don't know is reality. People will say, if they don't get him, people are going to say, oh, you sat there and waited on LeBron, and because you waited on LeBron, you didn't get all these other people. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't even know if that's true. I don't know if those other people, A, wanted to come. I don't know if the Warriors wanted them to come. And I don't know if the Warriors had the financial wherewithal to get them anyway. They don't have a lot of room. They're allowed to do some of these things in order to bring back their own players, although they didn't use bird rights in order to bring back Kristaps. My surprise is not that the Warriors weren't like crazy active on the free agent market. And I'm not surprised that the Warriors didn't push a bunch of future draft capital in on a trade. What I'm surprised by is they just brought back the exact same people. The exact people.
Yep.
You know, the Porzingis thing was like, well, there could be a sign and trade. We don't even
know. Still could be, right?
Yes. They still don't even know if he wants to play. We don't know what that number is. Oh, but Melton's opting out and he's gone. This is the way people talked. And the Warriors just went, yeah, just bring everybody back. For a few, like Kristaps, you take a little less. We're going to give it to Melt. We're going to do this again.
So Kristaps is what, 2 years and $40 million?
Correct.
And
so he lost $10 million.
Horford opted in, so not much you could do about that.
No. He got a new two-year deal. Okay,
my bad.
He got what we think Draymond's going to get, and he got a small raise.
And that, to me, is the biggest signal as to something has to be going on, because Draymond Green opted out of $27 million, and I think he did that not with the guarantee that LeBron was coming, but with the understanding that they were going to try like heck to do something.
Yeah, but you know, people hate the word try. Like Yoda.
Sure.
They hate it. So if the only reason that Draymond opted out, because I'm with you, I think it's a good point that you bring up. But if the only reason Draymond opted out was so that the Warriors are like, we're going to try to do some stuff. And then you go back to Draymond 2 weeks later, yeah, none of it worked. That's it? He opted out so they could go play in the sandbox and then everyone went home? Ugh.
But it has to be, as you mentioned before, it's a two-way street. So yeah. You can, you know, Draymond had to opt out by, I think, June 29th. And so, yeah, he did that. And the team basically saying, we're going to try. We'll go out there and give it the old college try, Day-Day. And, you know, you got Westbrook and you got Harden and you got LeBron, these are all free agents, and I don't think that you would want Harden not with this team. And Westbrook is just intriguing. He's maddening, but he's a guy who runs around and plays at least.
Are you actually intrigued by Russell Westbrook?
I'm just intrigued because
I've never known anyone to be less of a Warrior than Russell Westbrook.
Well, you already had like Kelly Oubre Jr., who was
right, and they immediately hated it.
And Chris Paul was not necessarily a guy who you thought would be a stereotypical Warrior.
And he's a smart basketball player.
Right.
Smart basketball player.
Russell Westbrook at least like plays. He plays hard too. Yeah.
Yes. He runs.
Really
he
fast.
He runs until something stops him, like the stands.
Yeah.
That's not Warrior basketball. We're not just running around hucking the ball all over the place.
Well, we were last year.
And then mean mugging people.
Right. I mean, last year that was kind of the epitome of what the Warriors were. Running around and hucking the ball all over the place.
I mean, they turned it over a lot. I just, you know, their people got hurt, and I don't think they executed very well, but I don't think everybody was like, all right, here's the plan. You get the ball, and then you just run. Just run, and then throw it up. And then if it doesn't go your way, you turn around and yell at a ref. And then on your way to the locker room afterward, get in at least one argument with a fan. What are we doing? Like, no.
Well, what are we doing if they don't get LeBron James?
I would rather run it back than run with Russ.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to, I don't know, you don't have to come up with other free agent possibilities, but to your point, if you don't land LeBron and you do just basically, all right, GP2, you know, come on in for 3 minutes, whatever you wind up bringing back, and you were a 10 seed last year, and now you're going to just try to be better with the same cast? I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's no way around. Even if I could sit here and the Warriors will do a great job of this, of explaining why they ended up where they are, there's absolutely no way for a fan base to feel good. If you win 37 games, tell everybody that you know, you've got kind of a new way of looking at life, and then you come back with the same roster. And then that's it. Triple E Axel.
Right.
And I'm excited about him. I'm excited about him. But, the Warriors are not dumb. They understand perception. They understand the news. They understand the way information gets exchanged. And that's a very big part of running a sports franchise. It's not just wins and losses. It's the story that you're telling to your public. I guess that's my question. What is your story? What are you telling everybody if you just come back with the same roster? Boy, Ritter. Whew.
Good luck there.
What is the press release?
I mean, the press release.
Write the press release for the Warriors, who have the same group in Yaxel.
I mean, Warriors gutted to lose Pat and Post. Pat to Phoenix, and Post gets an offer sheet that they don't match. But boy, we got Yaxel and some of these other youngsters. Don't miss the new look Warriors. I mean, I don't know what the press release is.
Jimmy and Moses have no legs.
Right.
We think Steph does, but we don't actually know.
Yep.
New normal. What is it? I don't know. It actually said, right now it looks like the old normal.
Keep your eyes on the golf course. Is that this weekend, I think?
Which one?
The old Tahoe one?
Thing? See, I think it is.
Yeah. See if there's a little hitch in his giddy up as he's, you know, walking down fairways, but something to keep an eye on. I don't know. I don't know what the press release is, other than we tried. I don't know, Mark. I mean, if it's all eggs in the
trades
LeBron,
are hard.
If it's all eggs in the LeBron basket,
God,
and
we,
you don't,
we tried.
I don't know. Like
strength in trying, is that what?
I guess
is that what we're doing?
But where's the pivot? If you don't get LeBron,
I
what would
know.
Be the PR save
I don't
of a
know.
Pivot? You know,
I don't know.
I don't think it's out there.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I expected. I knew they'd go after LeBron. I knew there weren't a lot of names out there for them. I knew that they probably weren't going to push a bunch of future draft assets into the table to get somebody to come. I knew all of these things. But somehow in my mind, I'm like, but there'll be something that they can kind of pitch to people, even if it might be fool's gold, but something that felt new. Is I guess what
and exciting.
What I would have thought. Well, even if short of exciting, but new.
Right.
New and at least the thought, like healthy. New and healthy. You know? All right. We'll keep talking this out. 888-957-9570. Warrior fans, where's your anxiety level? And if no LeBron, then what? You can fill that in.